Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 18th day of August, 2011. We have an absolutely, totally jam-packed key broadcast today. Things are just getting crazier and crazier, as you know, by the day. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Max Keiser, inventor of the virtual trading systems used worldwide today, and also former top stockbroker, joining us to look at what's been happening with the economy. That is going to be coming up at the bottom of the next hour. In the last 30 minutes of the transmission, Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, is going to be joining us via video Skype. For radio listeners, you'll be able to hear him. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you'll be able, obviously, to watch him as well. And he was the head of the Star Wars program when it was still secret in the late 70s until 1980. And he can give you the intel scoop on the secret space program. I mean, he won't say anything that's not been leaked or declassified, but he can really give you a lot of key information. I wanted to get him on, obviously, last Friday when it came out that they have that super secret spy plane that can fly into space and out of space. And they tested it by launching it on a rocket at tens of thousands of miles an hour. And so we're going to be talking about that with Dr. Bob Bowman. It can go, what, from London to Tokyo in 1 hour. And that's just the tip of the iceberg with the secret science systems that are out there. So that's coming up. Now, that said, all Hades is broken loose. The Drudge Report, as of, I guess, midnight last night, linked to our report, Big Sis's latest terrorist, more white Americans. And I meant to call Paul Watson yesterday when he wrote this article to have him add the central point, because he just dryly reports the facts. If there was any doubt that all these other PSAs, where everyone in the videos is a white person who's a terrorist, and it's, quote, minorities that are reporting them, if anybody was doubting this was meant to create racial division and brand whites as the new terrorist, you know, as the one group you've got to look at, this new PSA is just the cherry on top, the final word on it. And Homeland Security's announced they're going to roll out a bunch more of these videos. So they're clearly, as you've seen the vice president and the president and others, rebranding the domestic Tea Party threat. If they can't beat a political movement that is identifying the private Federal Reserve and going after the power structure, then they are simply going to demonize it. So more on that information today. I'd like to get your take on that issue, specifically if you're a police officer, a military person, or someone that works in private intelligence. I know there's a million of you now. And if you are buying this, I know they've been teaching you quietly for years this behind the scenes, but what do you think of the public rollout? Do you agree that returning veterans are the number one threat to America and that conservatives and libertarians are the threat? Do you agree with this? I would specifically like to hear from you on this subject, military, police, contractors, and others. Specifically, the phones are open for you, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, when we come back from break, I'm going to get into all the other insane news. The stock market has plunged 450 points today. Biden is over there begging for China to buy more of our worthless debt. And when I say our debt, it's not really ours. 90%+ of it is the offshore megabanks. It's admitted that we're going into a depression. There are more riots going on around the world, including Germany, where nice cars are being torched as part of class envy. Idiots, it's not the people driving nice cars that are the enemy. They're the people that come into your restaurant, go to your health club, go in your store. It's the ultra-trillionaire elites, the secret wealth groups, the shadow wealth groups, the shadow banking system that need to be politically dealt with through the legal system, not burning people's cars, you morons.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 18th day of August 2011. Gold is above $1,800 an ounce. In fact, I was just being given the latest numbers. Did I hear you correctly, John? 1822. Let's put that on screen. That is unbelievable. $1,800 and $22. $1,822. Total. That, of course, is on news of Joe Biden, the guy that says the Tea Party is the number one threat to America, not the big mega banks that took over our country, set up the policy of globalism, and deindustrialized our nation. No, it's not the globalists who've been running this country's finances since 1913 that are causing all the inflation and the deindustrialization. It's all the fault of Ron Paul and the Tea Party. And you've heard the vice president and others, and the police are being taught this, that it's the Tea Party. They're getting ready to blow stuff up. They're Al-Qaeda. This whole Al-Qaeda police state grid set up to protect us from Al-Qaeda, supposedly. It's going to have to be used against you. And if you go to the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, and go over to the right-hand side, you can find our article from yesterday. Big Sis, Homeland Security, if anybody thought that all the other videos they put out were all the terrorists are white, all the good guys are dark-skinned, reporting on the evil white people that the media has branded as the Tea Party. You know, the Tea Party is open to everybody. It's a movement for liberty and freedom and getting government under control. But the establishment dinosaur media has come out and said that the Tea Party is white and white only and racist. And yes, they're getting ready to start bombing. And so we're going to have to use the police and the army on them. And you've got all the White House memos and White House advisors we read yesterday saying minus a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, they're not going to be able to get their agenda through of gun control, open borders, massive tax increases, globalization, the end of our sovereignty, the green police, all of it. So it is on big time. And I'm opening the phones up. Ahead of Max Keiser joining us on The Economy, coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes from now, Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars SDI program, he'll be joining us to break down why are they now rolling out a lot of the secret space planes that they've had for a long time. Why are they now telling the public about that? And what can he tell us that is in the declassified realm but not popularly and commonly known? So that'll be in the last 30 minutes of the transmission today. But Mr. Biden, the vice president, is over in China publicly begging them to prop up the dollar further and to buy the worthless treasury bills that the Federal Reserve is buying 75%+. I've had economists on who've corrected me. They say, Alex, that 75% was a year ago. The Federal Reserve is now monetizing over 80%. Well, whatever. The point is that we're going into a hyperinflationary spiral. Will we go all the way to Weimar Republic status or Zimbabwe in inflation? I certainly hope not. But it is definitely accelerating right now, and the system's been trying to deny that, but the facts are starting to come out. Global markets tumble amid jitters about debt and the economy. World stock markets tumbled and gold shot to a new record high Thursday on renewed worries about Europe's debt crisis and a weak U.S. economic data. U.S. home sales are plunging at record rates. The stock market was down 450 points. It went back up about 50 points and now started its drop again. It's down 421.22 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. NASDAQ's down 118. S&P down 48. So we'll continue to break all of that down as it unfolds. The global rush by governments, institutions like universities and major companies to grab gold is on. I only wish I would have listened to my wife 5 years ago. She said, honey, you're keeping a bunch of money in the company bank account as an emergency backup to run InfoWars and Prison Planet, and we have no reserves, basically, of our own. And she said, they could devalue that. You're the one saying buy gold. And I said, well, I've bought our personal gold and silver, but I'm keeping this in reserves to basically, as we go into this depression, keep this operation going, at least for a while, if things totally collapse. But she's right. I wish I would have bought gold when it was $800, $1,000 for the backup nest egg for this operation. Because now I'm spending the cash we have saved regardless to start the TV show and the other news programs we're going to build around it. But even though I sit here and give people advice all day about get into gold, get into silver, I understand it sounds like a lot at $1,000 an ounce or $1,822 and rising. But again, it's not that gold is really that valuable. We're not in 1995 numbers. It's that gold is simply more now because the dollar is being devalued and the U.S. government, the private banks that have hijacked our government, have told the world they're going to devalue. That's why I played that clip two or three times last week where Alan Greenspan on Meet the Prestitutes, to use a Gerald Celente term, was up there with the Obama White House economic advisor. And he shook his head whenever Greenspan, the former head of the Fed, said, we're not going to default. We're just going to print money. And the host and the guest, the other guest, went and actually did a double take. You could tell they had an adrenaline rush of shock that this was being said openly. So they're now going to hide in plain view the fact that they are absolutely robbing every man, woman, and child in this country. It's one thing to know their policies are going to lead to rack and ruin. It's another thing to now be sliding in to it. And I liken it to the time my father and I were driving out of Fredericksburg visiting family back into Austin and outside Stonewall, got hit by a tornado. Tornadoes in the summer, late summer, just formed out of nowhere. We didn't know it was a tornado until the state police got there. And we said, our truck just got thrown off the road. And they said, yeah, we know. Did you see the barn blown over right there? And the power's out in town and cars are dumped over? You were hit by a tornado. Look at the path of it right there. I was like, well, we didn't see it. Well, why didn't you pull over? Well, we didn't know. We didn't have news radio on. We didn't know a tornado formed. but as the car got blown off the road and spun down a 40, 50-foot ditch, it was like 5 minutes. It was only a few seconds, but it felt like 5 minutes. I remember saying, brace for impact. And then we shot through the barbed wire fence at the bottom. And luckily, as it spun, we hit the back of the Tahoe, or I guess Suburban. It was Stretch Tahoe, almost a Suburban, into about three oak trees, and it smashed about a third of the truck in, broke our seats, and my dad got a concussion and started throwing up. I was unfazed, thank God. But you're saying, why are you telling the story again? That's what it feels like. 2008, we feel the truck start spinning. 2009, we're starting to brace ourselves. 2010, the truck starts going down the gully. Start of 2011, it goes through the barbed wire fence. And 2012, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit the oak trees. And it is not going to feel good. So I'm just here to tell you right now that this isn't a game. And everybody better get their stuff in line. You better get our business together. And that means all of us. I was talking to my wife last night, and I said, listen, we have got to get the hatches battened down. We got the water filters. We got the firearms. We've got the food. But I said, I want to get more storable food. And I said, we've got to talk to all of our families, even if some of them laugh at us, and we've got to tell them to get ready. Even if some of them don't listen, most of my family has listened. Most of my family's more awake than I am. Some of my family really helped wake me up to another level. And that's because they live in the real world. My mother's brother, well, out of high school and college, worked on oil rigs and then I guess he volunteered to go to Vietnam and trained up in Dallas-Fort Worth there. Be a helicopter pilot, became a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Lived then after that in Central America, lived in Guatemala, and saw the real world. And I remember in high school saying, I love Rush Limbaugh. Man, he's great. And my uncle looked at me and he said, he's there to control the conservative movement in America. Do you know about the New World Order? And I said, yeah, I've read None Dare Call a Conspiracy. And he said, yes, and you know, helped expand my understanding to an even greater level. But I do have some family that you try to warn them, they don't want to hear it. They just want to think everything's fine. I went to a resort a couple days ago outside Austin because we were invited to a birthday party. One of my wife's good friends, one of my good friends, and their daughters are there, their young daughters. So my children went and played with them. And while I was at the resort outside Austin and people watching, I saw what you'd call upper middle class type people, and the men are all the same. They're all sports fanatics. They're all into how they look and having the, you know, coolest clothes, and their wives are all the same. And they're all, I'm sure, nice people. But I sat there in the restaurants watching them watch SportsCenter and heard all the men only talk about sports, because that's what they've been given as a male role model, is just being grown up little boys. No, men are supposed to be informed about the world. They're supposed to be politically and civically involved. Not because we're a bunch of busybodies, but because if you're not politically involved, you're going to be usurped by corrupt interests. And that's now happened. And so we don't have a hope.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I got cut off by the break, wasn't watching the clock, and I didn't get to finish my statement. There is no hope. Go to break. I meant to finish the statement. There is no hope for this country and civilization if men just think that they're going to go to work every day and then go play golf and then come home to their children at 7 o'clock at night and watch TV and get up and take their kids to school and then turn them over to the government programming and indoctrination and then go to the sports bar and then come home at 8 o'clock and maybe read their child a book and then go to sleep. I mean, parents on average aren't even spending time with their children. I watch people's children in restaurants and almost all of them aren't even talking. Everyone is on their iPhones, their iPads, their Blackberries, their smartphones, including myself sometimes. So I will just leave my phone in the car. And if a national radio show calls me and I miss it, that's the way it is. I've got to sometimes stop working, even though my work is in direct challenge to the globalist and is solution-based. Imagine these other people. And sure, they're fighting for their, quote, great way of life and to make money. But at the end of the day, your money's not going to have any value and you're not going to have any economy to work in if we don't get informed as a nation and as a planet to how things really work and stand up against this corrupt system. Now, I'm going to open the phones up after I cover some of the economic and world news. I'm going to open them up now for police and military, current police, former military. I know there's a million private contractors in this country. Do you really buy into the rebranding that's been going on behind the scenes for years, but now is being publicly rolled out because they're getting ready to actually stage the events? Are you buying into the rebranding that the number one terror threat is returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, in the fetters, anti-globalist, anti-UN people? Basically, anybody that's informed and involved and understands what's happened to this nation and this world and is trying to save the country. I mean, do you really buy that? And the good news is we've come so far as a society and as a nation. Here's the cover of the Austin American Statesman yesterday. And it was the cover of many papers across the country. Perry talk of treason draws ire. Comments about Fed chief criticized, but governor stands by his statement. even if Rick Perry is completely plastic and phony, the fact that he's coming out and saying treacherous, almost treasonous, the fact that he's having to identify the real government, the government that stays in place as presidents and congressmen and women come and go, the fact that we've gotten to that point, that Michelle Bachmann's talking about abolishing the Fed, that Rick Perry's talking about it, that they're having to try to become Ron Paul just to be popular, tells you what we already know from our research, but what the mainstream media tries to buffalo the public with and keep from you, that an anti-New World Order, pro-America, pro-sovereignty, pro-free market awakening is the majority now of thinking political people. The majority is awake. And the final domino to fall is that the majority does not know it's a majority. Ladies and gentlemen, anywhere I go, anywhere I travel in the world now, I can't walk 100 feet down a hallway or down a street without people stopping and talking to me. They're just as intelligent, better looking, probably smarter than I am. Why aren't you leading a fight against the globalist? And it doesn't mean you're going to save the world by yourself either. But why aren't you seeing yourself? It's always, we're so glad you're there, Alex. We're so glad you're fighting. I sleep better at night knowing you're there. I'm here to wake people up and then spur you to be the leaders you are. Nothing is going to happen until you take action. And I look at these men with their young, beautiful wives and their healthy, happy children. And I talk to them. I watch them talk to each other. All they talk about is sports. All they talk about is entertainment. They are not men. They are not men. They are little boys who never grew up. The women behave like tarts who are not guardians of their family but are just little kids out to have a good time. Listen, America has gotten in trouble because most people don't see it as their role. They don't see it as their job. They don't see it as something that they do to be politically involved. You better get politically involved or become totally enslaved. When you're not involved, the vacuum is filled by criminals, control freaks, con men, and every form of tyranny you can imagine. I want to talk to military, police, and others when we come back. Opening the phones up, I had a Max Kaiser joining us and then Dr. Bob Bowman specifically asking police, military, private intelligence gathering folks, I mean, are you really going to buy that we've got to give up all of our rights because of an Al-Qaeda threat that we have a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting domestically from terror? Okay, well, if you're going to buy that, now you're going to buy that the Tea Party are the terrorist. I told you there was going to be a rollout to rebrand terror threat to be Christian, conservative, rural, libertarian-type Americans. And now it's happening. And you can read the report at drudgereport.com, the latest propaganda being put out by Homeland Security, where all the terrorists are white and the good guys are the minorities. I mean, are you buying this? Or are you upset about it? Are you upset about all the White House memos that are public about how great a terror attack would be and how all these advisors to Obama are saying you need a terror attack, Mr. President? They think you're so stupid that in plain view, they put out all these memos and all these talking points about how great a terror attack would be and how they need to blame it on the Tea Party types. And now they're doing the public rollout. This horse is about to leave the barn. The train is about to leave the station. They've moved from quietly beta testing it behind the scenes to a full public rollout to terror America. Forget about the bankers raping you. Forget about the country being destroyed financially. Forget about the open borders. It's the domestic threat. It's those dirty Tea Partiers. 800-259-9231. Now, I want to get into some of the economic news, just a smattering of it, because we're going to get more in-depth with Max Keiser when he joins us. But obviously, stocks are bouncing between 380 points and 450 points down. It's down 383 points right now on the Dow. And it's plunging on news that there's dollar devaluation and global inflation. So CNN and others are going from denying there's any inflation to admitting it. Jobless claims are way up. Gasoline lifts consumer prices. CNBC increasing inflation. No kidding. Meanwhile, the University of Texas in the last year has bought over $1.5 billion of gold. Other major universities in the U.S. and around the world are dumping dollars and treasury notes and other major currencies and buying gold. They're also buying one other currency, the Swiss franc. The Swiss tried to devalue their currency this week. Guess what that caused? It to go up even more as governments, institutions, and private individuals flooded in. What country is the only nation on earth that is still 100% sovereign and has a sound monetary system and their economy is booming so fast that the average Swiss person is the most wealthy per capita in the world? Switzerland. They are sovereign. They are the model that our country was founded on with the militia. If you didn't know that, George Washington didn't invent it. It's Switzerland. Grenade launchers, machine guns, bunkers in every town. Basically, they're European rednecks is how they're described. I've got a lot of friends and family that have lived over in Switzerland. Great people, smart. They can skin a buck, run a trot line. They hate the New World Order. Most of their mainline politicians openly talk about the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order. They've got their head screwed on straight, so they're rolling around in money. They're rolling around in firearms. They're rolling around in private property. The police say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Because it's their country. They don't want to live in a country where the police are total thugs. They're guardians of their republic. Oh, we could have all that back, but see, we wanted globalism. We wanted the New World Order. We wanted NAFTA and GATT. It was going to be so good, Al Gore said. Now, following this trend, the South Koreans are grabbing massive tonnage of gold. Every day I see other nations doing it. Here's one out of the Financial Times of London. Venezuela to nationalize gold industry. President Hugo Chavez, saw a photo of him with no hair now. He looks like Lex Luthor. President Hugo Chavez said Wednesday that he will nationalize Venezuela's gold industry in a bid to stamp out illegal mining and boost international reserves. We don't want war with anyone, but we have to defend our country, said the former tank commander during an address to the army as he was presenting them with newly purchased Russian military equipment. Oh, boy. Here's another one. Chavez emptying Bank of England vaults as Venezuela brings back gold hoard. Every government out there, every Fortune 500 company, every major university that's got big reserves, like the University of Texas has got close to $100 billion they've squeezed out of the population. Gotta love it. State-funded, biggest landowner in the state that's private, always going up on tuition, always going up. And the University of Texas bought $500 million, another billion in gold in the last year. Chavez emptying Bank of England's vault as Venezuela brings back gold hoard. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez ordered the central bank to repatriate $11 billion of gold reserves held in developed nations institutions such as the Bank of England as the metal rises to record levels. Venezuela, which holds 211 tons or 365 tons of gold reserves in the U.S., European, Canada, and Swiss institutions, will progressively return the bars to the central bank's vault. The U.N. just ordered all of its staff out of the U.N. embassy in Syria yesterday. The whole world sliding towards World War III. It's going to be regional wars all over the planet. That's what's been called for by the globalists, with the United States fighting Russian proxies all over. Not for America, but for the big banks. It's unbelievable. Move to curb Swiss francs rise backfires. Traders shrugged off new measures by Swiss authorities to stem demand for their currency, sending the Swiss franc sharply higher yesterday and today. The Swiss franc jumped 2% against both the euro and the dollar in a matter of minutes as traders ignored the Swiss National Bank's decision to almost double the amount of liquidity available to the money markets. So they tried to devalue their currency and the world said no. Look, your population has access to grenade launchers. You've got machine guns everywhere. You've got private property. You're not under the globalist parasite control. The globalists themselves want to invest in Switzerland. They want somewhere not destroyed by them to run to. A small little island, a little Eden. Okay, I want to get to your phone calls. That's just some of the financial news. And again, when Kaiser joins us, we're going to get to Justin, Evan, James, John, Joe, you guys here in just a moment. But I want to tell you what's coming up with Kaiser. Do you realize that the government is still paying banks not to lend? This is from the Business Insider. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they actually link to the Federal Reserve's own website and other news reports where they admit that they pay banks not to lend to you. You wonder why you've heard they've given them tens of trillions of bailout money, your tax money, to get the economy going 3 years ago. And then you can't get a car loan, even if you've got decent credit. You can't get loans. I know a lot of people who can't get loans. One of my crew makes decent living, a great video editor. He's gotten raises over the years. I said he was trying to get a car, you know, a new used car. He wanted a Jeep so he could, you know, go out in the hill country and stuff with his girlfriend. And he likes to camp and stuff. And I was like 6 months ago, he kept going to Bank of America, Goldman's, Sachs's buddy, J.P. Morgan, all those big banks, trying to get a loan. And he has good credit. And he's had a job here for 6 years. And they said, no, we're not giving you a loan. And I said, Rob, go to a credit union, man. That's a real bank owned by real people. That's they're in the business of lending. The mega banks are laying off all their retail employees, most of them. They run America. They don't want to loan you a business loan or a car loan. He walked right in, got a super low rate, walked right out, got the Jeep. He said, wow, how'd you know that? Well, because I understand what's going on. It's not, look. The issue here is that they're here to hurt you. They want to destroy the economy. That's how they conquer it. So we'll be going over that. Also, we're going to look at child poverty in the U.S. has increased 18% in the last 9 years. That's with government cook numbers. Again, the government's doing a great job. People say, oh, they're doing a horrible job. No, the government's not doing a bad job in the drug war either. They're making $500 billion a year, bringing the drugs in and keeping them illegal to keep the price up. So 1 in 5 American children now living in poverty, according to a new report. Everything is going according to plan. That's how we've been able to predict everything that would happen, because the globalists are following a program. I mean, we can tell you what's going to happen because they all write white papers like you're idiots, and they think you won't read what they've written. By the way, there's a news article about chemicals being put in hair care products to reduce fertility. And I thought I would do some research and just pull up some of the older reports on this, because it's getting a lot of attention and people are saying, is it true or isn't it? Of course it's true. This deals with Israel reportedly trying to ship hair care products that sterilize and poison people in Egypt, and folks are freaking out about it. Even Israeli news isn't denying it. But the point is, it's all the major governments are doing this. This is the global policy. Israel was paid the equivalent of what? $4 billion U.S. dollars in the 50s and early 60s to radiate 110,000 Jewish children, many of them to death. So, yes, if Israel's murdering their own children and brain damaging them, they're going to be doing it to the Arabs next door. But again, people say, oh, see, Israel's pure evil. No, the Israeli people aren't evil. Their government is. The Chinese people aren't evil. Their government is. The American people, on average, aren't evil. The government is. It's all of them. It's all of the modern governments that are run by the big mega banks are all doing this. In fact, I shouldn't even mention that without backing it up. L.A. Times, dirty money, BPA on dollar bills, reducing fertility. L.A. Times. EWG.org, synthetic estrogen, BPA, Coats cash register receipts, massively reducing fertility, increasing cancer. Environmental Working Group. Bisphenol overview, massive population reduction, synthetic hormone. BPA exposure linked to low sperm count. That's out of AP. Study, BPA may reduce sperm count, health.com. BPA lowers male fertility. Essence, Science News. Okay, now I've covered that, but oh, here it is, I'm sorry. This is out of Ynet News, big Israeli news. Mossad plotted to harm Egyptian fertility. Egypt's Al Haram Daily claims Israel accused spies, the Ophir Harari, accused of spying for Israel, devised to sell Egypt hair care products endangering reproductive abilities. And then it goes on from there. Of course, well, this is being done to everybody. This is being done to the Israelis. This is being done to everyone. You're all under attack. Okay? Only the eugenicist. And there's probably only 10,000 of them max who really know what's going on. Rothkopf says there's 6,000 in the superclass in his book Superclass, former head of the Kissinger Group. And this is what it's all about. And it doesn't matter if you're German, Jewish, Chinese, Mexican, Aboriginal. It doesn't matter. You're not getting the memo about this. We're all under attack by the eugenicists. The eugenicists. Forget all your Muslim, Christian clashes, Jew-Muslim clashes, Catholic-Protestant clashes. All of this is just a diversion, ladies and gentlemen. The real global religion is eugenics carried out by the elite against everyone but them. All right, enough said. I'm going to go to Justin, Evan, James, John, Joe, and others here in a moment. And then we got Max Kaiser coming up about 45 minutes from now. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, obviously, to give people another opportunity to get silver and gold. And silver and gold, Ted's here to give us the high today. He's been in silver and gold brokering for, 32 years. He's had Midas for 14, 15 years, the fifth largest gold silver dealer in the country. He actually has it on hand, unlike most brokers. Ted, I tell you, this is scary how they're devaluing the dollar. And the vice president over there in China on his knees today, publicly begging the Chi-Coms to continue to buy U.S. treasuries and prop up the dollar for now while they go ahead with the schizophrenic policy themselves of devaluing it. Where is gold right now, Ted?
Well, gold hit a high today of 1827.80, currently trading at 1820.20, up $30.20. Of course, like you said, the stock market is just tumbling right now. Silver hit a high of 4102, 4071 presently. I mean, the markets are just gyrating like crazy. Of course, the news from Bloomberg is that Wall Street tumbles on economy bank worries, which means that there could be possible bank runs, you know. I guess if the Fed continues to print money and so there's money to get out in the system, that won't happen. But the inflation fear is driving people to gold, and that isn't going to stop. Now we've broken through $1,820 an ounce. We're heading to $1,900 very fast. It is now, you know, late August, or at least mid to late August, and we haven't even seen September, October, November yet.
That's right. Usually October, November, December is the super bull market for gold going into February. But if you look at the 12-year graph, it's been bull for 12 years. But Ted, expanding on this, JP Morgan said they believe gold will hit 2,500 or more by end of December. So we're talking 3-4 months from now. Ted, They are at the top of the pyramid.
They are definitely at the top of the pyramid, Alex. I mean, they created the Federal Reserve Bank, and the Federal Reserve Bank is the bank that handles the printing press. You know, they're the ones that
and they signal they're going to kill it. Now, I know you got deals where you get a free book and a free video and free shipping with two silver dollars. Incredibly insane deal. You continue to just sell thousands of those a week. That's a great loss leader. But what about folks who just want a great deal on silver and regular gold coins? I know there's a big list of radio specials. Folks can call for those, 800-686-2237, 800-686-237. What are some of your best smoking specials right now, Ted?
Well, silver bags of dime, $3,029 delivered. U.S. Eagles, $1,949 presently. Franks, small pieces of gold, $396. You know, there's just a lot of great deals right now that you should be getting into. But that $83 for two silver dollars, that video and the buck, that's just smoking hot because I haven't raised the prices yet. Silver's gone up.
It's white hot. It's not even red hot. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted. Call straight ahead. Max Kaiser's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. I'm going to take phone calls and intersperse key military news. Of course, you know, record number now of U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan in a huge bombing today. They should not be in that war to guard the opium. They should be back home protecting our borders. We're going to be breaking that down. It's nothing more than an opium war. It's a fight with different militant groups, like Mohammad Karzai's brother who just got killed a few months ago. Over who's getting that smack and that $500 billion. $500 billion a year in opium comes out of there to the whole world. $500 billion total in narcotics shipped into the U.S., cocaine and heroin and other nasty things. And by keeping them illegal, it drives up the price, which is the reason they do it. But if you just joined us, I've asked for military, police, former military contractors to call in And give us your take. I mean, now it's public. They've rebranded. It's not the Muslim threat. It's now the evil Tea Party. They're terrorists. They're about to hit us. Now, how asinine is it that the Tea Party's going to engage in terror? A. And B, how were they hyping it years ago? Behind the scenes, now they're rolling it out public. Clearly, this is all staged. And do you agree with me that they're getting ready to start staging false flags here in the country? 800-259-9231. Our report that went out yesterday afternoon is on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. I'm very thankful for Drudge recognizing this as important news and getting it up. I rarely fire the Batman light into the night sky, but the few times I have asked Drudge to link to something, they have. So I want to thank the great crew over there at drudgereport.com because it's admitted. I already knew this myself just from watching it. But the New York Times and others have had to admit the Drudge Report drives more traffic than Facebook and YouTube combined, more than Twitter. I mean, it is the only place in the world that can truly now punch something out and make it a top story. And it's just incredible. So if you scroll down at drudgereport.com, on the right-hand side, you can see our report, Big Sis, Latest Terrorist, More White Americans. And remind me to get Watson on the line. I want to write an update article to that and add it as a link to the top of our latest article because it's a great article Watson wrote, but it doesn't point out. It does, but it needs to state it. If there was any doubt, the other promo videos they've put out to fearmonger were saying white people are the new terrorist. This new one, it just continues. This is a month after the last controversy. I mean, this is incredible. Imagine if you put out a bunch of government videos where only black people were terrorists or only Asians. I mean, this is a big deal. But it's now been confirmed that all over the country there are racial attacks against whites happening. It's now been confirmed by police, by videos, by the criminals themselves that, well, they think it's okay to attack a white person. And that's the same thing where a Klan person thinks it's okay to attack a black person. You know, I decry that when people attack folks from a bestial, tribal gang level, but why is it okay when whites are attacked? Well, it's okay to say whites are terrorists. See, I'm sick of it, and I'm not putting up with it. And this is political correctness to the power of 10 billion. All right, let's go to, and this is a short segment, but I'm going to come back to everybody. Justin in California. No, he hadn't been holding the longest. I'm sorry. James in Arizona, that will hold you over. Former military, listening to us on the internet. What's your take on all this?
Well, yeah, I've been listening to you for a while now since the election because I saw the stock market, crash, and it just didn't make sense. So I started doing some research and listening to you. But I'm a former Marine, and I woke up when I watched the Obama deception. And I've got friends in the military, a lot of former military friends. And for the most part, we all know. And I wake up all my Marine friends. They don't buy the Navy SEALs going down. They don't buy any of it. And
stay there. I'm going to come back to you back in 1 minute. Folks, I didn't make a big deal about this last week. In fact, one segment I said I'm going to come back and talk about it, and I forgot because I got distracted and didn't. I have it directly from the father of a Navy SEAL who we've known for years that the SEALs don't buy it either.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got Max Kaiser on the imploding stock markets worldwide joining us in 30 minutes. Justin, Evan, James, John, Raul, others who are former military, current military, police. I want your view on the public rebranding that conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, and white people are the new number one threat. The White House has said it. The vice president said it. They got TV ads now running. I've seen six different ones, and every one of them, all the terrorists are white. Those reporting them are minorities. I mean, this is crazy. So they're rolling it out that everybody's a terrorist. They've already taught us the brown people are terrorists, and whites said, yeah, well, it's only for the brown people. Well, now you're learning it's for everybody. And I told you this was coming. Justin got out of the Marines, a Marine veteran, but he has friends that are Marines currently, and he says they're waking up. They don't buy the Navy SEALs. Helicopter going down. Please continue.
Sorry, it was James, not Justin.
I'm sorry. The phone system says Justin, and that's I love Harmon, but he loves to torture me by putting the wrong name in there. I'm just joking.
A lot of the military veterans, every one of them I know, is like, forget this. This is a joke. Air Force, Navy, Marines especially the Marines. And the Marines that are still in, they're all waking up. We're all contacting our friends. I predicted to Anders Breivik, I told my friends in the military, hey, they're going to stage white terror attacks over in Europe, and then they're going to start doing them in the U.S. It happened. They texted me. They're all believing me now. And I'm telling you, the U.S. military is waking up, and they screwed with the wrong people.
Well, and by the way, it wasn't Harmon messed up. They've got a new phone system that's all computerized and fancy. And I went to James. There is a Justin. You're James in Arizona. I'm going to Justin in California in a little while. So I apologize for getting that wrong. But I want to go back to what you just said because that's big. We laid out their battle plan in their internal memos that leaked and others that they were going to stage attacks. I said probably in Europe first, say that right-wingers were doing it so they can continue to destroy Europe's sovereignty and absorb it into the multicultural EU controlled by the bankers who will then play the different groups off against each other. As soon as they've got enough foreigners in to be able to checkmate the indigenous populations, they'll shut the borders down. It's all part of a balanced divide and conquer. You're saying that you warned your military buddies about that, then they saw it happen, and that really woke them up?
Yes, that's correct. I repeated it word for word. I said they were going to do right-wing attacks in Europe, and I said that they're going to start piping it over here in the U.S., and they're seeing it. A lot of them are minorities. A lot of them are, like, Hispanic or whatever, and they're all like, yeah, man, this is messed up, and they're starting to learn the Constitution, and they're talking about it amongst their friends. And the Marines are especially ticked off at the Don't Ask, Don't Tell stuff, but that's a personal issue. And it really, they've really messed up. They overplayed their hand. Nobody's buying it anymore. A lot of people are even waking up to Perry and the right wing and all these Bushites running around too. So we've done pretty good in waking people up, and they're starting to see it, because I've been just bashing the message out there, and a lot of former military, and I see why the DHS is so afraid of former military, because we're trained, we're smart, and guess what? We're the first ones to wake up, and we're getting the message out there.
Really, well, that fast. Is the thing. People join the military because they want to make a difference. They want to stand up against evil. They have that warrior spirit to defend and follow that instinct. The problem is then you join a system at the top controlled by the globalist, then you wake up to that. Now you're the threat. You're not like these yuppies that just want to act cool all day and, go surfing or play golf. And I'm not saying playing golf or surfing's bad. I like it as much as the next person. The point is that's all they want to do. They're not going to stand up and speak out. And they know it's the military type who does have the initiative and is trained to take action. And they're scared to death of you. God bless you. James in Arizona, good to hear from you. All right. When we come back, Evan in Michigan, John in Pennsylvania, Raul in Florida, and Justin in California and others, the toll-free number to join us. I'd like to hear from some police officers on this. I mean, did I not tell you they were going to switch it from Al-Qaeda to the Tea Party? And now you're seeing it. I told you. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you missed the last caller, in the last few years, he told all his Marine Corps buddies, he said, you watch, they're going to start staging right-wing attacks in Europe, then it'll come to the United States to blame the Tea Party. They're going to rebrand the war on terror onto constitutionalist, Ron Paul supporters. And now that it indeed is happening exactly as I said it would, he said the military is really waking up and freaking out. You see, it's our power to research history, to study the globalist. It's our capacity to truly grasp reality. It's not that hard once you start doing it. That's what's so scary about this. The power of analysis that I have is not hard. You've just got to be willing to face reality, study history. And after you've studied this for a few years in depth and learned what's real from false, and then it becomes just absolutely more and more transparent. It's like a pair of binoculars, and you're looking at a deer 200 yards away, and you put them up to your eyes. You got to focus them. You got to get them set for the spacing of your eyes. And then as you roll the focus lever and the zoom lever, it comes right into focus. You're like, wow, how did I not see that before? You can even see a fly, you know, sitting on the deer's ear. You can see it twitch its ear and the fly fly away. A couple nights ago, I was watching deer through binoculars, hence the analogy. And it's that simple. You just got to bring things into focus, and the mainstream media is designed to not bring it into focus. People then say, well, Alex, why do you then cover mainstream media? Well, they'll come out and say that stock prices are plunging. And they'll give you some false reason for why it's happening. But then buried in the article, they'll admit also on inflation fears. So more and more, the information's there. It's just the way they spin it. There's different types of stuff. There's outright lies that the media engages in. Like when they said that Rand Paul wasn't a medical doctor. Or when they said he kidnapped women. Those were outright dirty trick lies. But then there's other types of deception where they lie by omission, where they only tell you part of the story, or they spin the information that's there. And so one of the biggest things that people detract from the show is they say, Jones says don't trust the mainstream media, but he quotes from it all day. Well, yeah, of course I do. I'll take a press release by Homeland Security and a video where they say, hey, we're trying to keep you safe. Here's a new PSA. And we take their own information and say, look at what this is really saying. See, it's called discernment. It's called analysis. We analyze what they're doing. So they outright lie, they spin, they obfuscate, they flip-flop, but they also sometimes tell the truth, especially if it's an issue of little or no significance. Let's go ahead and take more calls here. Let's talk to Evan in Michigan. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you and commend you for what you did versus Rush Limbaugh, that pathetic loser. You know, I'm a member in the Navy right now, and I'm actually taking initiatives since I've heard the last caller, you know, educating his fellow Marines. I'm going to take the same initiative and educate my fellow Navy members around me. A lot of them, they're going to get deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan this year, so sadly. But, you know, I'm going to tell them that they're not going to turn against their citizens. And, you know, it's wonderful, you know, to hear that you are a voice of reason in there for us, for all of us.
Well, by the way, I'm just one person. I'm just a small focal point in the larger fabric that's humanity. But the fact that Ron Paul is the main front runner shows how far the movement for liberty's come. The fact that Rick Perry has to talk about the Federal Reserve as being treasonous, that shows how far we've come. The fact that in city after city we get top ratings, not just in talk radio, but even in music or total listening audience, shows that these ideas are popular. The fact that Ron Paul, last election and now again this election, and we've posted the mainstream articles about this, has gotten more contributions than all other Republicans combined from the military. He's gotten more than Obama has gotten. So that right there is an example that our military is awake, and that's why Homeland Security says the number one terror threat is our military.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's true. I don't doubt it for a minute, you know, and I'm one of them that has been, who's been donating for Ron Paul's campaign since 2007. I'm even taking it to further level. I'm educating all my members about Ron Paul, and they keep asking me, who's Ron Paul? I said, Ron Paul is a constitutionalist. He's been running for presidency a long time, and he's the most consistent American who's been spreading the message of liberty, peace, and sound money.
Well,
and
he's not even the most consistent. He is the most consistent because he's 100% consistent. If somebody else was 100% consistent, and I didn't even totally agree with their policies, but overall they were good, I would vote for them. It's ridiculous how good he is. It's ridiculous how accurate he's been, how informed he is, how dedicated, how stoic, how focused, how incredibly energetic he is. It is a joke. It is so archetypal that he's the man of the hour, right as America is faced with total global government, total police state, total implosion. We have a chance to elect him. I mean, again, that's how the universe works. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And this is our chance. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Evan. Now I'm asking people out there, I'm asking listeners out there, military, former police, current police, former military, what do you think of the rebranding that the terrorists aren't Al-Qaeda anymore? It's that veteran. It's that gun owner. It's that farmer. It's that Ron Paul supporter. It's that white person. Whites are the new Al-Qaeda. And I told you this was coming. I saw it in the internal memos years ago that were leaked to us. Now they're going public because they're getting ready to start the provocateur events and the purely staged events. They're going to find mentally ill, ex-prisoner white people that they're going to recruit in and lead to try to get them to blow up a school bus or something or bomb a federal building. And if they can find idiots, they'll do it that way. That'll be FBI run, always is. But if they have to, they're going to call in contractors to just do it on their own. Then they'll just drug up somebody, some ex-con or something who's a Ron Paul supporter. It's coming. It's coming. Okay? I mean, just to keep Rand from becoming senator, they said he was kidnapping women. Okay? And then he wasn't a medical doctor. Okay? It was all lies. They're now announcing they're going to play the race car on Ron Paul. Politico is. With the same bull about the dozens and dozens of newsletters that he lent his name to pre-popularity of the internet. And I noticed the publications in the last election never quoted him. They would just say these newsletters are full of racism and homophobia. And then they would, I actually went and found the newsletters, and it would be stuff like, blacks have become dependent to the welfare state. This is terrible. It's destroyed their communities. How is that racist? Everybody's becoming dependent. Or homosexuals are trying to recruit in the schools. That's homophobic? I mean, don't recruit sexually, period, in the schools. And it was other writers, too. It wasn't even, I mean, the point is, they're now going to that attack pattern. But if you notice the Politico article, and I shot a video about this yesterday, headlined Media Plays Race Card Against Ron Paul, it just says, this publication says Ron Paul did this. And then you go to that publication, they have no quotes, they have nothing. They just tell you, he's not a doctor, he hurts little kittens. They're scared, folks, they're scared, which is all the evidence you need of how good he is. John in PA, the father of a military son, he's got his view on the government saying that the military is the number one terror threat in the new Al-Qaeda. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex. This is great. First off, I wanted to tell you that my son is an IA in Iraq right now. He runs a Phalanx gun. He shoots down incoming. But what I wanted to tell you about was a conversation he had with his chief petty officer on the way to the gym. You ever heard two guys talking about the Promise Keepers? And the next thing you know, there's five or six sailors on that ship all talking about how they were supported the Promise Keepers or they were a member of the Promise Keepers. And he didn't even try to solicit it. He was just on his way to the gym, and he heard these guys, and he started talking to them. The half of that ship is completely awake. You know, they want to support the Constitution.
Absolutely. Now, they're the Promise Keepers, you know, that promise to be good Christian men, and that's great, and not be worldly, but there's also the Oath Keepers. Was it Promise Keepers or Oath Keepers?
Oath Keepers, Alex. I'm sorry. I got the wrong one. Oath yeah. Keepers. The yeah. guys who swear to abide and protect and defend the Constitution. You know, that's one thing in the Navy they still have in their oath. When I went to his out of boot camp out in above Chicago, up in Great Lakes, all those young, fine young men all took an oath to defend the Constitution. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is that all those young men, like, we're about 3 or 4 hours drive out of Norfolk, so when they had all the classes, they used to drag up 5 and 6 guys at a time. We'd open up our house to them. All of them had these great positive attitudes. Now, my son's awake, and I show a lot of the guys come up here in game and Freedom of the Fascism, all these movies. And you know what the half of them said? Let it happen. We're going to fight, and we're going to win. They can't wait for the globalists to make their move. They can't wait. These guys are positive, and they're people that, like you said, they're people that do things. They're active. You know, they didn't sign up to protect our country just to sit around and draw a check. And that's what some of the globalists, they're dependent on these guys to turn on us. They're greatly mistaken.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate your call, and say hi to your son and tell him we appreciate his service to the Republic. You know, if you look at the general enlisted oath, they do swear to the Constitution and the president. But if you look at the officers, it's to the Constitution. And that's why officers are commissioned by Congress. Because our founders didn't trust the president to be in command of the military. Purely. The Congress directs the president who the enemy is. He then prosecutes as the commander-in-chief, but the officers and the separation of power, Congress has commissioned them. I was just watching Fox Business during the break out there on the television, and it showed every arrow of every stock in the three-minute break aiming straight down red, with the stock market now down over 400 points. Except for two, gold and silver. Gold and silver were aiming up. Then it was showing gold and silver stocks. Most of those were up as well. Not because they're really up, but because the dollar is being devalued, ladies and gentlemen. And it's that simple. We've got Max Keiser joining us coming up here in the next segment to break down what's happening in the markets. And I got a bunch of other news we're going to be covering. But right now, let us take another call to Raul in Florida. He's a former Marine, and he's got, I guess, a comment on the fact that Big Sis is running national TV ads, and ad after ad, the terrorists are all white. And the president and the vice president say it's the Tea Party, they're getting ready to attack us. Gee, when the Tea Party supposedly attacks, folks, is this a little obvious this is a setup? I mean, how dumb do they think we are? Your comment, Raul.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Yeah, I'm an ex-Marine. A few quick comments. Anybody that's in the service should watch the movie Beyond Treason. I don't know if you've seen it. But
absolutely. Dave and Kleiss and Joyce Riley, excellent about the DU and how they didn't take care of the troops.
I sent you an email. I don't know who got it. I don't want to discuss it on air, but the ticket number is 266130. And if you read it, what I said on that email happens, I'll be calling you in the future. That's all I can say. I had someone or something that told me about 9/11 and the tsunami in Japan. And if this happens, what I saw on that email, well, I'll have to contact you in the future then.
Well, let me stop you. What's your Infowars.com email ticket number again?
266130.
266130?
That's right.
Okay, we'll pull that up right now. What do you think of the rebranding over now to basically saying anybody who doesn't like global government, you're terrorists now?
Well, I think that the closer they get, obviously the people are going to be waking up faster and faster, and it drives them to make or take desperate measures, you know. So things are going to become more irrational. The things that they say now are just going to become more rational. And people just need to open up their eyes and see how things change so quickly that maybe a year ago nobody would even mention that on TV, and now they're saying things that are just don't make sense, you know. So
It's simple, exactly. They're the terrorist. They know we're on to them, and they're going to now say we're the terrorist, and they're also going to then pose as us as well. They're going to hit us from every angle and come out and talk bad about the New World Order and talk bad about the Federal Reserve like Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry are doing right now, but their history shows they've always served it. They're so desperate because of Ron Paul, they're trying to become him. Let's go. I'm going to bring that up to Max Kaiser, too, not just on the economy. I'm going to get his take on the awakening that's happening. Thank you so much, sir. Let's talk to a retired police officer, Jake, in Chicago. Then we'll get to Barack, Justin, Joe, and others. Go ahead, Jake. You're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I used to be a police officer with the sheriff's office in Chicago. And I can tell you, and I left there several years back. I'm now a doctor of metaphysics, which is a complete different deal. But the interesting thing is, when I was doing police work, we handled people in a completely different fashion, and we were always told to be mindful of the way that we dealt with minority people so that it could never be construed that we were doing anything that would be considered prejudicial. And to see this swing completely, like, blows my mind. And I started taking notice. Wherever I go, I notice that almost every police department in the Chicago suburbs and whatnot, they're dressing like military now. They don't dress like cops because you used to have at inspection a pressed uniform so that you put on a nice image so that when you went out into the public...
Yeah, the old-fashioned police. Peace officer, instead they look like Mexican paramilitary police.
Exactly, and when I started seeing that, I'm like, everybody's wearing combat boots. Nobody wears a tie anymore. They wear the little, like, Dickie-type thing underneath the shirt, like on Hill Street Blues, and I'm like, this is going military, and there's battering rams on the cars. And I'm like, we never had battering rams on the car. If we had to kick in a door, we did it the old way. We kicked in a door. So it's become a completely different world, and something that I saw this morning literally scared the hell out of me.
Stay there. I'm going to have you finish up. We're getting Max Kaiser on the line, but I want you to be able to finish up, and then he can comment on what you say. Max Kaiser, who's really, with great precision, broken down so much of what's coming in the economy. He'll be with us coming up to track the implosion in the stock market, the rise of gold. Stay with us.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never...
Okay,
really
we're going. $100 into some phone calls for Max with your economic questions after we've finished up with the callers that are currently on the line, military, police, and others. Are you concerned about the rebranding now? They're saying, okay, it was Al-Qaeda. Now it's anybody that doesn't like the Federal Reserve, and the Tea Party's going to blow you up. When they talk about Tea Party, they mean the real Ron Paul Tea Party, not the Rick Perry Republican co-opted Tea Party, where they say, yeah, let's get the bankers. They're doing that because we're starting to win. I want to go back to Jake, a retired police officer in Chicago who's concerned about the militarization of police. We've got a bunch of other current police, former police, military, all with comments as well, and we will get to you. But first, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that make this broadcast possible. eFoods Direct is celebrating their 30th anniversary with a great deal. Save 30% on the Freedom Unit one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save over $536 off their already low price for a one-year supply of the best storable foods on the planet. This price is even lower for the same volume of food than it was when they first started back in 1981. This offer ends soon, so act now. Quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Act now. The letter E, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. They also have banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you forget about those, you can follow it there. Also, Diamond Gusset. We try to have sponsors that are made in America. This is all. The cotton's grown here. It's sewn here. Motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, other types of clothing. Great folks. Diamond Gusset jeans have a heat wave sale that you will not believe. Go to gussetclothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, gussetclothing.com, and take advantage of this buying opportunity. American-made quality and Gusset comfort has never been so affordable. You have to try these jeans. They have marked down all of their most popular styles. The sale ends Sunday, August 21st, 2011, this Sunday. So make sure you go to gussetclothing.com today. Now, finishing up with the caller and then to Max Kaiser. Jake, you were bringing up things that you're really concerned about, the militarization of police, the goonishness of all of it. You said you saw something on the news that really concerned you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I get a call this morning. Somebody says, Dr. Jake, I sent you a link. Check it out. And I go on there and I see this thing where Obama is telling, I believe the guy's name is Assad, telling him to step aside. And I thought, who in the hell is he to tell somebody else to step aside? And that just blew my mind that the gall of the way things are going, the way these people are acting towards other world leaders, telling them to get out of the way. Could you imagine if somebody from China told us, hey, stop doing this or that? We'd say, mind your own business, forget about it, and we'd go about our lives, right?
Yes.
And I see that the government is rapidly becoming more militarized in its function, as opposed to being more administrative. It is becoming more of a military operation. And like I had said earlier, when I see these local police departments with battering rams, guys in combat boots, think about if a woman called and said, I hear strange noises behind my house, could you please send a car? They send guys over there that look like military guys that would scare the hell out of children. And that's
it's all part of conditioning the public. They've had police chiefs admit that the black uniforms, the mask, it's meant to scare the public. They don't want police and the public being friends anymore. They want police to be revenue generators and enforcers, just like they are in Mexico. I mean, I remember going to Mexico 25 years ago, and the cops were dressed there like they're dressed here now. Same thing in North Korea. It's all about intimidation. God bless you, my friend. Look, we are going into a total depression designed by the mega banks to institute a financial dictatorship. And in the case of Assad, it is admitted that NATO, the United States, and Israel have been shipping arms across the border to radical Muslim groups, because he's got a secular government, to overthrow them. Just like they just helped overthrow Mubarak, the old dictator, and are putting in the Muslim Brotherhood. Only so they can have another war with the Shiites and others in a couple of years. The globalists are that cold-blooded. And I'm not saying Assad's a good guy, but yes, that's why they put Obama in and gave him a peace prize. Well, some people say, well, he's the man of peace. This is not a war in Libya. It is peace. You know, I was reading, I keep saying 4 months. The AP was reporting there's been a war in Libya now for 6 months. Remember Obama? War in Libya to last. In fact, guys, pull this up. Obama headline. Conflict to last days. Or Obama, NATO involvement to last days, not weeks. That involvement's 4.5 months. Been going on for a couple months before that. 6 months. They're blowing up their power plants, their water production. They're laying siege. They're killing civilians everywhere. Because he has been building up Africa and trying to create their own banking system. That is not, the Serbs tried to do that. Not allowed. Who'd they use to take out the Serbs? Al-Qaeda, Muslim extremist. Who'd they use to attack the Russians? Al-Qaeda. Who do they use to attack us so they can then take our rights away? Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Joining us is Max Keiser, and I really appreciate Max coming on the broadcast with us. He has TV shows with BBC, RT, Press TV, radio talk show host. You can go to his website, maxkeiser.com, and learn more. And he's an American broadcaster, filmmaker, and former equities broker. Worked with George Soros' son. I'll ask him about that someday. Keiser is the host of On the Edge, a program of news and analysis. Max Keiser invented the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system, virtual specialist technology used on many stock markets today. He lives in Paris, he joins us now from there via phone. Max, I want to cover the waterfront with you today. I thought that was a really informative interview we did last week with an InfoWars nightly news report. Well, really the precursor to that starting September 1st. It was a InfoWars special report. I want to go over so much of what we see happening in the stock market, gold and silver exploding, where we are. I mean, I know you've predicted that we would continue to go into a depression, that you predicted that the euro would continue to collapse, and they would call for a super euro, a, quote, financial European Union, where now the bankers through France and Germany are going to be given total control over every facet of the nation state. Same thing happening here. The global banker occupation is accelerating. And again, I know I have you here talking about basically more of the same, but things are moving so much quicker. Now we're getting a clear image of exactly what their plan is. We're seeing newspaper headlines every day in the U.S. Casinos are the answer, just like NAFTA and GATT were the answer. The casino gulag economy you talked about, virtual currencies and video game systems. That's now, we're being told, our new economy. I mean, this is literally something like out of a nightmare science fiction movie, Max.
Yeah, agreed. I think the interesting thing to look at today would be the French banks, okay, as the continuation of the story that you just told. Today, the French banks are collapsing, and in particular, Société Générale. And the Société Générale is basically the bank that got the huge bailout during the 2008 period. It is also where all of the derivatives that were on the books of AIG were moved. So when AIG was bailed out and vis-a-vis these French banks were bailed out, the bulk of the $600 trillion in derivatives, and this is a number that the Bank of International Settlements just confirmed this week, there are over $600 trillion in derivatives floating around in the banking system. And derivatives is just a fancy word for debt. Most of that debt now sits on the books of Société Générale in France, and that bank had a market cap of $150-160 billion. It's now down to $16 billion, and the rumor here in France is that they're going to go bankrupt and that they will need another massive state bailout, and this will trigger...
Well, let me stop you, Max, because we don't have the crew to go pull all this up, but you've predicted this, Bob Chapman, Webster Tarpley, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I mean, years ago, you guys said there's going to, after the first round of bailouts in the U.S. and Europe, there's going to be more and more bailouts. These aren't really bailouts. This is a debt derivatives black hole that we don't owe, that we can't pay back. after each raping of the population and each new austerity move, they will just simply move from Ireland to Greece to Spain to Italy to Portugal, later to France, England, and then Germany last. But instead, I mean, you've been absolutely right, it's hopping directly to France. So we've known that they were always going to, quote, bankrupt them, but am I correct in saying that it's accelerating?
It is accelerating because the hope was that at some point that the economy would grow and that there would be enough growth to grow their way out of this problem. But unfortunately, there's been a collapse in the economy. The unemployment keeps going higher, and there is no growth. Growth is going in reverse. And in countries like the UK, where they are in the process of rolling out austerity measures, there is increasing stagnation, and the population is in revolt. And the population is in revolt in countries around the world, in Athens or elsewhere. And so that's not adding to any growth. So the ability to hide the debt is becoming impossible. Now, for 25 years, it was easy to hide the debt because it was in the context of a 25-year bull market in bonds, which means that interest rates for 25 years since Reagan took office were going down. And so every time new debt was due to be paid, you could simply roll it over and add to the debt pile without actually paying it off because interest rates kept going lower. So this was, in effect, kicking the can down the road. But now you've got a situation where you've got global debt saturation, where it's impossible to hide the dirty laundry. And so now these banks are blowing up, and they're pulling out all of these unbelievably irregular, illegal banking and regulatory tricks to hide debt. If you go back to the collapse of Lehman Brothers, if you do a Google search for Repo 105, for example, Lehman Brothers was caught putting their debts onto a shadow bank a few days before they had to report their earnings to the SEC and then taking those debts back a few days later to avoid having to report the debt, the same thing that Enron was doing.
Well, listen, I want to go over that, Max, but here's the $64 million, or I should say $64 trillion question that we've been talking about. We cover an Obama deception, fall of the Republic that you appear in and, again, predict all of this in, now out for almost 2 years. They've created 1.5 quadrillion conservatively in fake derivatives. They've gotten our pension funds, our stock markets tied up in them. And then the very criminals that engineered this Ponzi fraud are up there saying they're too big to fail and our entire world economy has to be fed into them, and the more we give them, the worse things get. And so how do we bring the criminals to justice? I mean, is there a point that it's coming to, or is their police state they've put in going to protect them? And if we can't bring them to justice through some avenue, and I want to hear your ideas on that, then where are they going to lead us?
Well, the what the politicians are doing to try to avert this catastrophe, and we just heard it from Ben Bernanke. He wants to keep interest rates at zero for another 2 years or indefinitely. And so that's a catastrophe because it's 0% interest rates that created the securitization and the Ponzi scheme to begin with. To get to your point from the earlier segment, this is what Ron Paul has been pointing out for years. Suddenly people understand this, and now you've got a Rick Perry jumping on that bandwagon, trying to capitalize on what Ron Paul has put 10 years into educating the public about. But those 0% interest rates are the root cause of the problem, because that's how you create and securitize this debt in ways where you can move it from one balance sheet on a bank in New York to a French bank and never have it go away. And so remember that the biggest single player in the global derivatives market, with $90 trillion stated on their book of derivatives, is J.P. Morgan. They are the counterparty to all of this debt, to all of these banks.
Well, that was my next issue. It's the mega banks that are completely zombie and have hundreds of times the debt that governments have. We're talking about the U.S. being insolvent over $14 trillion. And then, meanwhile, we're talking about hundreds of trillions inside of these individual banks, and they're lecturing us, Max. It's insane.
Right. J.P. Morgan is effectively an appendage of the Federal Reserve Bank, and they put all of these debts, these global debts, their balance sheet and then put them on the books of the Fed, and then the Fed puts them on the books of the BIS in Switzerland, and then the BIS ends up putting them on the books of countries like Greece and France and these other countries, and then the government ends up saying we need to impose austerity measures to pay for this debt. But the fact is that people who are suffering the austerity measures were never responsible for incurring these debts. Now they're beginning to figure it out, and that's why they're rioting, because they're being asked to pay debts that they had nothing to do to incur. And they didn't get the fees when the debts were created. They're not collecting all of the bonus money and the salary bonuses to make this debt to begin with. They're just getting screwed. And the wealth and income gap, you know, that the spread between the top and the bottom has never been wider, not even during the robber baron period did you see such an extreme wealth and income gap. And that's what's driving a lot of the unrest, is that the top one-tenth of 1% was controls an enormous percentage of the overall wealth. So that people are responding as you would predictably expect they would respond. They are revolting. Now you ask me what can be done about it. Obviously, the policymakers are in the pockets of the banks. Then you've got a guy like Ron Paul, who for several years was not even talked about on mainstream media. Now his message is so painfully obvious that you've got folks like Jon Stewart, who has a wildly popular daily show, come out and point out the inconsistency. This guy's being ignored. Why? And so now it's bubbling over, and now you've got the gloves have come off. Now Rick Perry, to raise the bar, is calling Ben Bernanke a tyrant, and things are hopping off, jumping off. Things are getting heated.
Yeah, the system's so scared they're now trying to co-opt it with a guy they know is totally bought and paid for. Totally plastic like Rick Perry. He's now, why, it's treacherous. Yeah, they're treason. But it's all talk. That's how scared they are of Ron Paul, which, again, Ron Paul is a manifestation of the fact that his popularity signifies that people are really starting to wake up. So I want to talk to you, Max, about what's going to happen if we don't beat these bankers and how you think we can beat them. Stay with us.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
All right, I know we got loaded phones with police officers and others, and I can take your calls, I guess, here for Max Kaiser. I hate to hang up on people, but we moved on to other topics. So we'll just get to you coming up the next hour. And as you hear callers hang up, if you've got a quick question or comment on the economy for Max Kaiser, it's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, of course, with Infowars.com. So, Max, we're here. We've broken it down historically, what the banking cartel's done. They bought the world through fraudulent derivatives. Now they're telling us that they're our masters because they bought off our politicians and they signed us on to their debts. I mean, it's completely asinine. Their only hope is to somehow sell us on that we're guilty and we owe it. And so now I'm seeing the talking point floated that anybody who's against the Federal Reserve, anybody that wants to audit the Fed, anybody who supports Ron Paul, they're the new terror threat. And Biden is saying they're going to hit us. So it's pretty clear they're getting ready for a false flag to be blamed on the people, maybe an attack against the Federal Reserve or something. And then the stock market drops 2,000 points and they say, oh, Billy Bob Johnson of the Tea Party did it. He's the reason we had a depression. I mean, they're looking for something like that. While at the other angle that you mentioned, they've got Rick Perry coming in trying to co-opt and saying, why, absolutely. Ron Paul says get rid of the Fed. I say arrest them. Of course, that's all talk. But this shows how far the awakening process, the education process has gone. I mean, is this not an incredibly positive sign that people are actually talking about the real problem now, the banker occupation?
Yeah, and on the global level, it's resonating on the central bank level, and it's resonating in Venezuela because they now want 99 tons of gold that's stored for them in London delivered to them, the physical stuff. And here's the great thing about that, is that the Bank of England really outsources that to J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan doesn't have it. So they have to go into the open market to buy it. So Venezuela is doing Visa Gold, what we were hoping to do with J.P. Morgan by buying silver. But they're doing it with gold. They're saying we want all of our gold. But the fact is that the big banks like J.P. Morgan have sold gold that they don't have, and they have to go into the open market to buy the gold, and that's one reason why gold is now getting almost to the point of being in a parabolic upward trajectory where it'll go from 2,000, quite a bit higher rather quickly, because all these banks that have sold gold that they don't own are being forced to buy in the open market. And when all the players know that there's a forced buyer, then they jump in and they get in front of that front train, and it's self-feeding, and it becomes what's called parabolic, and you have this enormous move.
That's the drum you've been beating for several years, that they're all in there naked shorting silver and gold, and then if you take physical possession, that will short-circuit them. Do you think Chavez is grabbing their gold because he knows that there could be a military move against him and a confiscation of it like Gaddafi, or is he doing it to call their bluff?
He wants the gold because he realizes that the paper money era is finished. And he's also nationalizing all the gold mines in Venezuela, and he wants the physical stuff delivered. And this is what's happening around the world. Central banks, for the first time in 30 years, are buying gold. It's remarkable that back in the 2000-2001 period, Gordon Brown, who was the exchequer of the exchange in London at the time, actually sold half of Britain's gold. He sold 300 tons in the open market at what it amounts to $240 an ounce, the historic low for the post-war period. And he just basically got rid of half of Britain's gold at the lowest price imaginable. And now he looks like a complete idiot.
Max, stay there. Back in 1 minute.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser with us another 20 minutes. Then we've got Dr. Bob Bowman joining us to get into a lot of the areas he's allowed to talk about, dealing with secret space program, with that big hypersonic aircraft that they launched into orbit last week, a new space plane. I want to be breaking that down. Max, I want to get into the big enchilada here, though. So you've accurately diagrammed what's happened so far. And we're talking about France and Germany going into a big crisis. This is the final move to hold those countries hostage to the private banking cartel and set up a private financial EU union, which is the genesis of the Bank of the World that you talked about, that the bankers will sell as the solution. You talked about that on one of our Infowars.com special news reports last week. And so here it is, and the Daily Mail, even Reuters and others, did call it a super euro financial consolidation, where the finance ministers themselves, bought and paid for by the banksters, become the dictators of Europe. Continue breaking that down for us.
Well, I mean, am I allowed to use the phrase Fourth Reich? Because last year in November of 2010, I did a special report on RT, and I outlined that the collapse in the European banking system was setting up a situation where you would seek a European bond market or a coordination of all the European banks, and that it would all be run out of Berlin. And this is a Fourth Reich. And now the Mail article you just quoted, the headline of that article is "Welcome to the Fourth Reich," because this is what's happening now. It was the success after three times failure by Germany to control all of Europe, because the entire system is going to be when Deutsche Bank and Societe Generale go bankrupt this week or next week, the solution will be to bring in Eurobonds to roll that debt up, as I've been saying now for years, to a new Eurobond. It plays into the New World Order kind of thinking, but it's a step before you have the New World Order. You'll have the European, New European Order, which will be run out of Berlin. And so all that debt will be rolled up into a new euro bond, and then it'll be restructured and re-securitized, and the banks will make another huge round of huge fees. And then it'll be turned into 30, 40, 50-year debt, and the interest rate will be low, of course, and the ECB and the Deutsche and the Bundesbank, the old German central bank, this will be the new European-wide central bank, and they will effectively have this European-wide government that was not elected, that they put together themselves, that'll be running Europe, and you've got one step removed then from the same thing happening in North America and Asia as we head toward the New World Order, as you put it. But this is the penultimate step toward New World Order. It happened this week with France and Germany agreeing or talking about having a dual governance system and combining their economies in a way that's completely outside of any election or referendum by any of the underlying citizens.
And again, by penultimate, next to the paramount. So the next level, in fact, we say that in Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, we describe how they would create global crises and currencies, implode each region, set up banking dictatorships over those, which will then merge into the Bank of the World, which Financial Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek are all pushing as a solution. Hey, you know those big secretive bankers that did all this? They've got a solution. They're going to rule everything now. Doesn't that sound great? We're going to come back and continue with where this will lead on the other side with Max Keiser. And then we're going to take some of your phone calls on the other side. But yes, there's the Daily Mail headline. Welcome to the Fourth Reich. And it's all out of crises. Rise of the Fourth Reich. How Germany is using the financial crisis to conquer Europe. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joined us, Max Keiser and I were breaking down the heart of the matter. Then we're going to your phone calls. There's the Daily Mail. I saw just scores of other newspapers in Europe and the United States with the same headline. Rise of the Fourth Reich, how Germany is using the financial crisis to conquer Europe. But more than that, Germany's the biggest contributor to the, quote, bailouts, which are really consolidations. And there's been many founders of the EU that have bragged. We've quoted them in our film saying the euro was set up by the banking cartels to bring countries into receivership. So to say that Germany itself is leading this new Reich, I don't really agree with that, or France either. The big mega banks are using the power of those countries' economics to dominate the others while transferring the power, as was reported yesterday, to a new super economic order. You can, in fact, search that term for folks. A new super economic order where the finance ministers, all revolving door employees of the big mega banks, literally run the countries. That's why they're saying now in Greece and other areas, their countries, their people don't run anything. Their parliaments run nothing, like a third world country that signed on to the IMF or World Bank. But again, most of this debt is not owed by the people. Depending on the estimates I've seen, on average, it's above 90% is actually derivatives that are fraudulent. What is the path here, Max Keiser? A, where will the establishment, the global banking occupation, as you dub it, what is their goal? What are they going to try to do versus what should we do to counter them?
Well, just to follow up on what we were saying in terms of the this new euro bond and global euro, universal euro bank, another part of the urgency to this is what's happening in the Swiss franc, because the Swiss franc is running away, you know, in value against the dollar and the euro. It's up 40-50%. And this is not helping Switzerland. It's hurting their export market. So as soon as they get this new euro bond off the ground, I am making this prediction, you will see a peg of the Swiss franc to this new euro global, this new euro bond banking, you know, this new configuration.
Speak up for me, Max.
Yeah, once that's, you'll see a peg to the from the Swiss franc to this new to there's an urgency to it because the Swiss franc is running completely out of control on the upside, and it's hurting the Swiss, you know, economy.
Well, that was my next point. They tried to devalue it, as you know, yesterday, and that made investors only rush in more and greedily buy it.
Yeah, they also outlawed short selling of bank stocks in Europe, and that did not stop the collapse today. That's very, very telling. It shows that the speculative frenzy to go after these banks and their inherent weakness is enormous, and that's why now the talk is that a French bank will go bankrupt, and it will require now a huge global response.
Now, Max, this sounds like a snake eating itself, because a lot of these big mega banks, I mean, this is the core of the globalist system, and yes, they're using the crisis to get even more power, but their own structure is being destroyed in the process. Have they bitten off more than they can chew? Were they irrationally exuberant themselves? Did they become delusional? Did they get delusions of grandeur? Could this be the end of these people?
Well, they're killing off the competition. So, for example, on Wall Street now, you got rid of Bear Stearns, you got rid of Lehman Brothers, you got rid of all the competition. So when they set up these big deals, like when they take Facebook public or Groupon public, which incidentally has been exposed as a massive Ponzi scheme, only one or two banks get that deal. Only one or two banks are trading on the inside stock transactions. So this is all about consolidation toward just having a few global players. And they're getting rid of the competition. This is extremely anti-competitive. That's the worst element of this at all. And that's the point that a leader like in the U.S. should be making first and foremost. And essentially, this is anti-competitive. The bailouts create too big to fail, which is the very definition of anti-competition. So that's their goal.
Big to get in trouble. So you concur with my analysis. This has all been designed to consolidate things down to just a handful of mega banks and a few families. And in the aftermath, it'll destroy the economy. How do we beat these people? Just continue to point out the fraud, point out the Ponzi scheme. I mean, I have an article here in the Austin American Statesman today with a little $75 million Ponzi scheme, former Triton CEO, guilty in fraud case. And he did stuff here they break down that's mild compared to what J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs is doing. I mean, that's what Madoff was right when he said, look, the whole stock market's a Ponzi scheme. I mean, at the end of the day, this Kurt Barton here in Austin and Bernie Madoff are only trying to do what the big boys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are trying to get down to the two or three, only the biggest players. But you would expect them to do that. That's what you expect happens in an economy. But that's why you need regulation, because even Adam Smith talked about this in Wealth of Nations in 1776. That book was published. And he said, you know, the animal spirits, well, that's, you know, or the competitive spirits, a need to be constantly and vigilantly monitored because, as he put it, if you put two businessmen in a bar, they will collude. That's their nature. So you must be vigilant on the regulatory side. And this is something that for 20 years, all the regulations have been deregulated, and it was sold to us as a way to grow the economy. It did for a while grow the real estate market, and so people looked the other way. Until the real estate market collapsed, and people were left worse off than when they started, and now we're back to the fundamental question of, well, shouldn't these bankers be regulated? That's the fundamental question.
Yeah, they haven't even brought back Glass-Steagall that we got after the Depression, so here's the issue. They're not bringing the regulation back in. The public is waking up, though, and so it's two freight trains in collision course. If they continue these policies for another 2 years, as they've announced, giving themselves free money while blocking and the Federal Reserve paying banks not to lend to Main Street, what is going to happen?
Well, at this point, there is only really one solution, and that would go under the category of debt jubilee. These debts must simultaneously be scrubbed off the books. The bondholders must be paid the piper. They're going to take the massive losses.
That's what Ron Paul says we've got to do.
He's absolutely correct. And Jim Rickert, who's an excellent guy, you see him on TV often. I've interviewed him several times. He'll break it down for you as well. He's an excellent guest to consider for your show, Jim Rickert. He is of the same belief as well. And if you go throughout history, it's right there in the Bible. You know, the Bible itself talked about having a jubilee every period of time to purge the system of all the bad debt.
Yeah, every 10 years. And again, these idiots that say, you've got to prop it up, we've got to fix the system. What's the magnitude? Because some say it's 100 times, some say 200 times. The derivatives magnitude versus real assets. I mean, there's no paying off a black hole. The more solar systems you feed into it, the bigger it gets.
Well, the global GDP of the world is about $50 trillion, and the global derivative market is $600 trillion. So that's your ratio right there. It's over 10 to 1 of faulty, bad derivatives to GDP of the country, of the world.
That's so you disagree with the analysis that it's 1.5 quadrillion?
Well, there's two numbers here. One is the market size, which is the actual buying and selling of derivatives, which is 1.5 quadrillion. Then there's the underlying value of the underlying securities themselves, which is approximately 600 trillion. Then some people will say, well, these are completely matched. Therefore, the liability is not that great, but that assumes that a counterparty like J.P. Morgan is solvent. And that's where people like myself and others point out that, wait a minute, you can't really assume that J.P. Morgan is solvent because they have $90 trillion of these bad debts on their books, and they're not solvent. Therefore, you must use that value of $600 trillion as the liability. You can't assume that these are going to be offset in some way. And the trading of these derivatives is over a quadrillion, and that's where the bankers make their fees. They trade these every single day. You know that there's over $4 trillion worth of Forex, or, you know, currency trades every single day. So the entire capitalization of America turns over, you know, $14 trillion. That turns over every 3 or 4 days. The entire capitalization of America spins every week.
And they're all in there getting fees on selling zombie garbage back and forth.
They're buying and selling America every week for a fee, and the guy, the little businessman out there who's trying to scrape by selling widgets for a 50% markup is trying to compete for it to make his $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a year. He's competing with the bankers that are in the $1.5 trillion market where they're spinning his entire country.
And now the bankers are saying, raise the taxes to pay us more bailout money on the little guy on the street. It is just incredible. You know, I meant to get to Stan and Joe and Mark, and I really want to get to them, but we're just out of time. I apologize to the callers because I've got Dr. Bob Bowman coming up. I can't do overdrive because I'm on TV today, but we'll see what happens before the callers all hang up. Let me think about it during the break and figure out what we're going to do here. Gosh, I tell you, I mean, we're in a race here, Max. We either educate the public and the public takes some interest in this and really get angry and say no to these people, or we have no future. But I think at the end of the day, the good news is people are starting to get angry. If establishment hacks to get elected, like Rick Perry are having to talk like Ron Paul, I mean, in the final equation, is that not a positive indicator, Max?
Well, Ron Paul gets it. And clearly, he would be the guy who you would want to sort through this mess. But as we know in American political history, it seems that every time you get somebody who knows what they're talking about, even close to getting into office, you know, there's a lot of problems suddenly that come from left field. You know, Rick Perry, you know...
Hold on. Finish up. Stay there. I could talk to Max all day. I could talk to callers all day. I could talk to our guests forever. I love doing this radio show. You know, it's painful to know this stuff's happening, but it's even more painful to not have an avenue to confront these people. I can't imagine what it's like for people that are awake but who aren't out warning others. And I can't imagine what it's like for the general public that's still not aware of what's happening when they finally get hit by this. Max, you were making an interesting point about the New World Order during the break, and then on Rick Perry. Please finish.
right. The as we were saying, the penultimate step toward this new world order, we're seeing it in Europe, the trans-European bond market that's going to report only to itself, okay? This is plays into the Alex Jones New World Order thesis. And, you know, going back 5 years, that was, it seemed like it was an idea that was not on the radar. And, you know, we talked about the debt jubilee concept, which is taken from the Bible. You know, to use another Bible story, it's like that Noah and the Ark story. You know, when Noah started to build the Ark, everyone thought he was crazy. Now, what we now know is that the Ark you've been building has been to protect us from the rising tide of debt, 40 days and 40 nights of bank closures, of a bank holiday. That's what's coming. 40 days and 40 nights of a global bank holiday. And this, and then the other end of this will be the New World Order, which will mean all the global currencies will be reset, like Bretton Woods Part 2. The dollar is going to take a 50 to 60% haircut down. Gold will be a lot higher, so will silver, and various other currencies will plug into the system a different way. But that's now no longer off the radar. That's on the radar. Now it's happening. And it comes down to faith. You know, as the Bible is full of allegories, Alex. I don't take the Bible literally. I see it as allegories that can be used. You know, don't let Rick Perry steal the Bible and use it to promote his evilness. You know, the allegories can be used by anybody to promote anything. In this case, goodness. The Noah and the Ark story is a fantastic story as an allegory, as an analogy of what the problem is. There's a 40-day and 40-night of bank holiday coming. We're building the Ark out of gold and silver, and you have to have faith.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I do believe in God and intervening in the affairs of humankind if we ask God for guidance and also take action. But we are definitely in a very, very dangerous time right now. Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime.
All right, folks, we got Dr. Bob Bowman coming up because I want to get into secret militarized space program a bit. He doesn't really like to talk about it or get into it, but we'll see what we can squeeze out of him coming up via video connection. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, if not, you'll hear him here on the syndicated radio broadcast. I'm always mentioning, hey, show him this document, show him this video clip, and I forget. For radio listeners, they're going, huh? Yeah, it's all simulcast and archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up to give us an update on where gold and silver is right now, along with the rest of the stock market. Ted Anderson.
Yeah. Gold right now is 1827.80 peak. Currently right now, 1823, 4076 on silver current. High today of 4102. Stock market presently right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 409.87. You know, consumer price index came out here up more than two times as much as the as the economists were predicting, and that's obviously adding more fuel to the fire, and that's what's driving the gold prices up. Alex, I just need to say it, man. People should be moving $83, two silver dollars, get the American Dream video, Mark Dice's book. I mean, at least that gets you started to understanding about what's going on, or just absolutely listen to this show.
It's
every
the free
day.
Book, a big, thick, great book, exposing the Orwellian nightmare come true, the DVD film exposing the banksters, very well produced, great to show newbies. Free shipping and the two silver dollars, $88, right, Ted?
Yeah, $88, that's the total delivered. And, you know, you just can't beat it. I mean, right now, especially with silver hitting that $41 mark, I mean, come on. You're not going to buy two silver dollars alone for that price, much less get the book and the video. And you need to spread the word now more than anything. Like Kaiser's saying, man, we're talking about bank holidays right now. The biggest problem, what Bloomberg is reporting on, is that the banks are having trouble.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But again, the private shareholders of the six big mega banks have to fully terrorize the public into acquiescing to their new private bank of the world. And for those that don't know, they're now saying a private bank will rule Europe, owned by the very banks that have engaged in the financial terrorism. It is incredible. And you see Chavez, you see the University of Texas, you see all the big institutions grabbing gold. Now is the time to move. 800-686-2237. Stay there, Ted.
Nothing yet. Baby, you just ain't into nothing
public space program, and then there's the real space program. Over 80% of it is secret, run by the Pentagon and DARPA. And Dr. Bob Bowman won't tell us much because it's classified, but he can tell us what has leaked out and what has come out over the years that he's allowed to talk about. I remember pressing him once in a hotel ballroom where we were giving speeches to 1,200 people at that 9/11 event I put on that C-SPAN carried. And he said, well, I can tell you a few things they've accidentally declassified and allowed to leak out with their big mouths. And he described these robotic space planes with the DU Sabos. And I went and looked up what he told me about, and sure enough, it had leaked over the years. So we know about Aurora and all these supposed programs. So we'll see how much he'll tell us here today without violating his national security agreements with Dr. and, of course, Colonel Bob Bowman, Vietnam veteran, and more. But finishing up with Ted Anderson. Ted, look, I mean, for our listeners, it's like, okay, yeah, we heard about this 10 years ago. We heard about it 5 years ago. Yeah, I'm always tooting Bob, people like Bob Bowman's horn for being right about politics, and I'm always, tooting Max Kaiser's or Gerald Celente. But the truth is, I mean, I've been talking about this stuff 16 years and having economists on like George Humphrey. I heard him 12 years ago break down exactly what would happen with derivatives. And we just heard Max Kaiser breaking down. I'm like Noah telling folks about the New World Order coming, and now it's here, and it is a private bank to rule the world run by the Ponzi scheme operators. I mean, at the end of the day, the super Ponzi scheme operators don't go to jail. They become world emperors, world financial oligarch rulers. So pretty incredible stuff, and we've been telling people buy gold and silver because they're devaluing every major currency except for the Swiss franc, which is shooting up like a rocket right now. And so it's time to get into gold and silver. Now, again, you were telling me off air earlier, most of the gold and silver you've got is stuff you got 3 weeks ago. You buy ahead in the market. You've got it on hand. 3 weeks ago, gold was, $100 less than it is now. Silver, $2 or $3 less than it is now. You're still able to pass those savings on. It's like people getting in a time machine and going back in time. And J.P. Morgan, the top of the pyramid, they say it's going to be $2,500 by the end of the year. I don't know if that's the case. I hope not, because that signifies they're accelerating the demise of the dollar even quicker. And the general yuppies out there that only care about Sports Center and the red zone and the rest of it, they have really got some heartache coming. We tried to stop it, but at least our listeners are somewhat more prepared. I just hope people will call and get the great deals on gold and silver, and the 2 to 5% that you end up making on these deals also supports the radio network. And again, that's 2 to 5%. Before the stuff went up. So he couldn't sell it to you if he bought it today at these prices. So briefly, Ted, list some of the other gold and silver offers you've got that are radio specials.
Yeah, radio specials right now. The franc I haven't raised in price yet. It's at $396.85. The British sovereign, half ounce or quarter ounce gold coin, $4.97. Walking Liberty halves right now, 1953, is a great buy. Even the older 20s. Alex, I recommended them at 1900, then 2000. Now they're sitting at 2282. They don't make those anymore. There's a finite supply. You know, the demand is pushing those now.
And collectors are non-confiscatable, correct?
Right, exactly. And this stuff is the stuff that's next to melt. You don't want to be buying.
So you're basically getting a great collector coin at near a bullion price.
Right. U.S. Eagles obviously are a good buy, too, right now. They're at $1,951.94. Bags of silver, the dimes, I call them survival bags of dimes. I used to sell them in $1,000 face increments, but now we've dropped it down to 1,000 dimes, which is $100 face. And currently, right now, it's $3,035.
Those are real silver dimes, showing the devaluation there. Ted, you've also, I know, always have a smattering of other things like Krugerrands, Maple Leafs, my favorite. I think it's the prettiest coin out there that's being minted. The Buffaloes, you got any of those?
Yeah, we actually do have those available, and people should be buying them right now.
Hold your horses, and I want one of those, so just hold me one, okay?
Yeah, we'll get one.
Okay, thank you, Ted. I buy a coin or two here every few months if I can. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get involved. I tried to tell you $250 and $300 and $500 and $1,000, and people said, oh, it's a bubble then. The bubble is the global government destroying the currencies and destroying our future. And this is not going to save us getting gold and silver, but it is a good lifeboat, in my educated opinion. And this is what I believe in, and I think we've been borne out to be correct. The minute I think it's a bubble, I'll tell you, get out of it. The way they keep devaluing, gold could go to $100,000 an ounce. I mean, if they go the Zimbabwean or Weimar route, I don't think that's going to happen. But it's not that gold's a bubble. It's that they're killing the global currencies. 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much for those reports.
Yeah, you bet, Alex.
All right. Now, going to Bob Bowman. He is the former director of the Advanced Space Program Development for the U.S. Air Force in the Ford and Carter administrations when it was secret, and a former United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel with 101 combat missions. He holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from the California Institute of Technology. Despite his involvement with space programs and defense, he emerged as a early public critic of the Strategic Defense Initiative when they weaponized it, SDI, a.k.a. Star Wars, during the Ronald Reagan administration. In 2000, he campaigned nationwide for the nomination of Reform Party of the United States of America for President of the United States. ThePatriots.us is his excellent website, and I want to cover several issues with him. But first off, sir, when I saw this last week, DARPA loses contact with hypersonic aircraft. They claim they lost contact with the last one that goes 13,000 miles an hour, we're told, as if that's the real speed. Pentagon agency tests hypersonic craft. They call it the global strike. And from other folks I've talked to who've worked in the Air Force, one of them was then hired out of the Air Force to work on the front line of the Apollo program, Raymond Teague. He told me a lot of stuff privately and then wouldn't say it once he got on air. But he did say some of it. He thought he was having heart trouble and thought he was about to die. He's still alive, thank God, and told me a lot of stuff. But I'm not even going to get into that. The point is, he said, yes, most of the space program's secret. What you see is not all that's out there. I got a little annoyed when I kept asking you for hours, in the green room at the ballroom to tell me more. You said, okay, I'll tell you some stuff that's leaked out that they said that should be classified. But you talked about robotic drones, DU sabos, decapitation weapons for heads of state. And now I'm seeing more and more of this. So my question is, they're telling us this is the latest, but from my information, they're just showing us, older stuff, kind of like the B-2 bomber was around for 20 years before they rolled that out in the late 80s. And so what's your take on the, quote, end of the shuttle program that we know Wernher von Braun thought up in the 30s, and the fact that they admit that more than 80% of the space program is under DARPA and the Pentagon?
Well, sure. When I was on active duty, I was the executive agent for all of DARPA's activities in space, which means I made the final decisions on the contractors and the money and all that stuff and approved the reports. And they were doing a lot of interesting things at that time, which, of course, were secret, like laser battle stations and whatnot. And we also developed components for other black programs, like those directly under the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force, spy satellites and all the rest of that. So, yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on. And I was deeply into hypersonic aerodynamics. My PhD thesis at Caltech was studying shock waves and boundary layers and interactions and whatnot at hypersonic speeds at extremely high altitudes. And this stuff has been under study for a long time. I did postdoctoral work at the von Karman Institute in Belgium in numerical methods for solving complex aerodynamic problems like hypersonic flight turbulence, which is even worse. But it's interesting to me that they still don't know enough about the aerodynamics to be able to control these things. They're able to launch it, and 9 seconds later, it goes unstable, and they lose it into the Pacific. And
if we're to believe them, these could have weapons platforms on them, and they're claiming they keep failing, and they're putting them into orbit. And that's some of the things that you talked about, that even by the late 70s, there were these unmanned craft up there with the sabots.
Well, I don't think they can hide something like that in orbit. And I got to say, it's much easier to put something like that into orbit than it is to fly it 13,000 miles an hour through the atmosphere and bring it down.
Well, and let me go back before we get into this. You talked about debating the new head of Star Wars and others, and that they would get mad and start blurting classified things out. And that's the only reason you can talk about it. But can you give us stuff that is supposed to be classified but is now public domain? Give us as best you can without violating your national security agreements of the type of stuff they've got.
They can put a lot of stuff into orbit. The thing is, there's so much space capability around the world now that they can't hide it. We've got school teachers in England and whatnot that watch every launch of the United States.
The Japanese have found big, what looks like platforms in space and things. I mean, there is a lot of unknown stuff up there.
Well, there's stuff up there that nobody knows exactly what it is, but they do know its orbit, its altitude, and where it is over the Earth at just about any time.
Well, just tell us about the DU weapons.
Well, that's something that was under development a long time ago, and when I was debating one of the colonels in the Star Wars program, I was talking about the fact that we had shown way back in the 70s that a few pounds of metal properly shaped, fired at the Earth from space, could impact like a meteorite, dig a crater, and at least in theory be capable of destroying hardened military targets like command bunkers and missile silos totally without warning. Now, this colonel, in his rebuttal to me, said, "Now, Bob, you know perfectly well that that program to make titanium and depleted uranium cones and guide them with GPS, that program doesn't exist." And so, anyway, he had revealed technical details, which I had never done. The fact of the matter is that it's possible to do a lot of this stuff. Whether it's practical is another thing. Whether we have any such things in space ready to deorbit against a pinpoint target somewhere on the Earth, I really can't say at this point. I rather doubt it. But that we could have, because the technical capability, at least, is there.
Don't you just put a satellite with propulsion into space, launch it in one of the secret shuttle launches or in one of the other rocket launches, and then it's got a weapons array of the DU weapons, and because I believe what you told me was you were saying it was being looked at in unmanned systems for head of state decapitation.
Oh, yeah. But remember, once those things are in orbit, to get them down out of orbit, you have to have propulsion to deorbit them. So they have to have some kind of propulsion. It's not just a dumb piece of metal. And then you have your sensors, you have your GPS guidance, but you also need to have some kind of capability to steer it, either with little thrusters or with little aerodynamic devices at the tail end of the cone. And that's one of the things that's hard to do. And
I see. They're always trying to get steering, like with this new little space plane. And that's why they're doing it in the atmosphere and not in orbit, where it's easier. Because once the weapon comes into the atmosphere, that's when it starts going crazy. They can get the speed. They just can't get the accuracy.
Right. Now, getting the accuracy is not impossible. Either we studied terminally guided ICBMs. If you can do that, you can do it with these rods from God or whatever they call them now. These kind of projects.
You're talking about controlling an ICBM throughout the entire process as it launches, goes into orbit, comes back down, and goes through the MIRV sequence. Now, Doctor, expanding.
Accurately pinpoint guiding and controlling the individual warheads.
Yes. Expanding on that, because we're about to go to break, and I want to come back and talk about Fukushima. Let's just get to Fukushima now. You were absolutely accurate in that, and now it turns out they knew there were all these meltdowns. They covered it up, and now the EPA has just raised the level of radiation of what they say is safe. That is not very reassuring for future disasters that they just always cover this stuff up.
That's right. And still, in this country, we're not talking about replacing the antiquated reactors that are similar to Fukushima, and which are on fault lines. Along the San Andreas Fault in California, and there are even fault lines through the Midwest and also up near New York City with the Indian Point reactor. All these reactors are disasters waiting to happen, and if we can't get rid of them, we should replace them with a modern thorium reactor or a molten salt reactor. There are lots of new kinds of reactors that are far, far safer, orders of magnitude safer than the old kinds that we have deployed around the country.
All right, Dr. Bob Bowman, I want to come back and get any other final comments on the secret space program from you, and then also your view on what's happening in the economy. Bob Bowman is our guest, and we'll give you his website as well when we come back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Down 453 points. We'll continue to watch this throughout the day and post the latest information at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The official radio show is over in about 5 minutes, and I'll do my little five-minute overdrive. That's PrisonPlanet.tv and the audio streams only. And, of course, Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. ThePatriots.us, Dr. Bob Bowman's great website. Again, he's a nuclear physicist as well as a degreed aeronautics expert and engineer. Really couldn't get a better expert on to talk about what's happening. You know, Dr. Bowman, you have children, grandchildren. I think I met your grandson once you had her with you.
Yeah, I've got 21 grandchildren.
21 grandchildren. Well, you know, I've got three children, and I love them all 1,000 times my own life. And I don't get the ruling class. You know, they've got reactors blowing up all over the place. They had one out in California in the 50s, as you know, that nobody knew about for 2 decades, worse than Chernobyl. They're putting bisphenol A and everything they know destroys their own future. What is it about the ruling class that they, for decades, have had reactors that are, from what I've seen, you know, powers of magnitude safer statistically? And they just don't care and don't replace the old ones. And when they blow up, they say, oh, don't worry about the radiation. It's now safe. I mean, 20 years ago, they wouldn't let U.S. troops use DU. Now they do and say, just don't worry about it. No safety needed. every time they fire a gun and breathe it. It's a death sentence. I mean, what is it with these people?
Well, it's hard to say. With the nukes, it may be that the new safer reactors, of course, don't make fissionable products as byproducts. So that puts a crimp in their nuclear weapons program.
Ah.
That's part of it, I think.
But, I mean, what planet are they going to live on if they continue to just... I mean, to have the U.S. military now for 20 years using DU and every type of ammunition and just dying all over the place, and it's admitted, and they just don't care? I mean, it's...
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of our own troops have been poisoned with depleted uranium, will live lives of pain and disability, and will father thousands of children with severe birth defects. And those people just don't care.
But they, they had DU in the 50s, as you know, Dr. Bowman. You were in weapons development. But they didn't decide to start serving it out until 1991. What changed? Because we've always had corrupt elites. But what changed in America? I mean, when did we become the leader in evil?
Well, the big change, the biggest change, was the assassination of John F. Kennedy and the takeover of our government in full force by the global elites and their minions in the CIA and so forth. That's my thought.
No, that's it. So we've had a military-industrial complex coup.
We've had a coup.
And I think it's cute to soft kill the troops.
Yeah.
I guess at the end of the day, we really do have psychopaths running things.
I'm afraid we do.
I mean, it's worse than a sociopath. I mean, why would a sociopath poison their own nest? I've seen the generals move into bases in Iraq that have been bombed with DU, and they don't even do a basic decon. I mean, what do those generals think? They're going to be magic and nothing's going to hurt them either?
Yeah. This ties in with the economy because the way to get the debt under control is to... end the wars.
Tell you what, stay there, Doc. 1 minute break. We're going to come back and give you the floor on the economy. For everybody else, main transmission over. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars audio stream. Stay with us. The social engineers that run our planet are very intelligent. They have a lot of idiot savants working for them in areas of specialties. But at the end of the day, it's like a diver below 100 feet starts getting narcosis. They start feeling invincible. That's why you got to have a buddy down there with you because of what's happening chemically in the brain due to different oxygen levels. It's the same thing with power. It tends to go to the head. And there's no other prognosis than the ruling elite of the West are completely out of their minds. Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest in the little 5 minutes we've got left. He was getting into the economy and the wars and this nihilistic, crazy attitude of the social engineers. Dr. Bowman, please continue.
Like I say, get rid of the debt, you end the wars, bring our troops home from the 170 countries around the world where we have them based. We can... pay the troops and they can spend their money here in the United States. That'll help the economy. If you want to help the economy, you make sure every American family is financially secure, that they get a regular paycheck every month. You put them to work rebuilding roads and bridges and schools and all the things that need doing. You pull an FDR. He got the economy moving.
If we gave the tens of trillions to the American people we gave to the banks, I mean, it would be inflationary, but we'd be in high cotton. Instead, we gave it to the foreign banks.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is that we could give every American family $40,000 a year, and it would not be inflationary because the current deflationary pressure, recessionary pressure, is so great. And... Nobel Prize-winning economists have said, look, you got all of this, you can print this money and give to people, but they don't want to do that because they want people in debt. They want people to borrow.
Got to explain that to folks. There's a depression in the real economy, and then they say, give us bailouts, but it only goes to the offshore banks. And so it's the worst of both worlds. But if they really wanted to get out of the recession, depression, they would inject the money directly to the people, and it'd be over, but they want us dependent.
That's right. If ordinary working Americans have money, and they know it's going to be there. They don't have to be worried about losing their job. They know they'll have a subsistence income. They'll spend the money. They'll go to the movies. They'll buy groceries. They'll fix the house. They'll buy a car. And all the businesses will prosper. But the big businesses, they're at the top of the food chain, and they've got so many trillions stashed away. And they want more, and the only way they can think of to get more is to have people have to borrow it from them so they keep making more interest. And, of course, they're earning interest on the national debt, too. They don't want to fix that.
No, they want our credit rating to be dropped so that we are like a third world country.
And so that they can make more interest.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, the fact that S&P would certify the derivatives being sold that were worthless trash knowingly, but then lower the credit rating of the United States, that's a national security issue right there. But, what do we expect? Obama is bought and paid for by the very same banks that pay for S&P.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. In many ways, he is no better than George W. Bush. Party at that level means nothing because both of them are owned lock, stock, and barrel by these global elites.
Dr. Bob Bowman, I know you're doing a lot these days and out there fighting hard for liberty, and you're a great political speaker, and I know you are from time to time speaking around the country. Folks can find out more at thepatriots.us. If folks want you to speak in their area, can they contact you and get you out there?
Oh, absolutely. And I think our home phone number is on the website, too. But the website is woefully out of date. I've been taking chemotherapy for my cancer, and I've been out of action for a couple of months.
Well, you're a lion, and Dr. Bowman, we appreciate you working so hard and traveling while you battle cancer. God bless you. We'll all pray for you. Folks, we'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job to the crew.